Summa Up is next-gen body optimization from an actual doctor that's guaranteed to get you in the best shape of your life in 90 days. You'll be at peak levels for each of the fundamentals that drive your strength, energy, and even your longevity. It's a lifelong difference you'll see in the mirror, but also feel throughout your entire day. Summa Up puts more living in life. For full details on this transformative program designed for the demanding lives of today's highest achieving entrepreneurs and CEOs, visit www.startsumma.com.
JD here with Summa Up today. We're going to be highlighting something that I've been struggling with personally, focus and upregulating attention span, right? So attention span has become a competitive advantage, whether it's obtaining that job promotion, company goal, dream body. It's really like your ability to ignore distractions and prioritize what needs to be done. And this is a superpower in the age of infinite distraction, right? Netflix, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and so forth, right? So the main question is, how do you deal with distractions? And for me personally, having been to graduate school at MIT, dropping out of Stanford, right? I struggle with this, right? And I've actually hired a coach to help out with intention and focus. And here's what I learned, right? With some pro tips with Nirayal, the author, right? So first step is to master the internal triggers, right? So a trigger, feeling that underpins your desire to avoid a task or an activity at hand. Internal triggers are uncomfortable emotional states that we seek to escape from, right? So in today's world, heightened anxiety, fear, maybe sometimes anger, right? We have some of these and more of these internal triggers, and the world is about to become more uncertain, right? Worried about our health, or many of us worrying about our jobs, families, and so forth. And to be indistractable, we need to be able to assess your internal triggers, honestly. You know, think about it. Are you reading headlines or checking Twitter to be informed, or are you fleeing reality? Are you playing the mobile game or scrolling through Instagram or TikTok to feel better? Or are you addicted to kind of the dopamine hits, right? So it's like a problem if you do these activities, watch news, so that you can kind of worry about someone else's problems, for example, as opposed to focusing on what's going on in your own life and your own priorities and kind of focusing on which, you know, how to prioritize accordingly. It's my next point, which is you need to kind of make time for flow states and traction in your day. And the key to focused work is setting the intention and building it into a calendar. It could be a journal, could be a goal calendar, right? And it's absolutely critical, you know, not just work life, personal life, the schedule time, right? And that's the only way to know the difference between getting progress, actions you tend to do, and distraction, right? And, you know, what I do personally is sit down before every day, you know, ask myself, like, how can I turn my goals, priorities into time? We should measure ourselves better based on, at the end of the day, whether we did what we were going to do for as long as we did without distraction, right? And then that's a measure of accountability. Someone wise once told me anyone in their 20s or 30s or 40s is literally a time billionaire, as measured by the number of seconds remaining in their life. And time is a non-renewable resource, cannot be bought or remade, right? So which is my next point is we have to learn how to hack back the internal external triggers, right? And so, you know, external triggers like social media notifications, your phone ringing, texting. My coach's recommendation is really kind of in, you know, optimizing your environment, your setup, your office. And there's no doubt today that we face a lot of challenges, right? Social media companies are really good at hacking your attention, right? So we can hack it back. Turning off apps, decluttering our desktops, having one browser, changing our phone settings. And, you know, for me personally, getting dark mode, I define it as turning my phone on airplane mode. Realistically, 2022, many of us are working from home and not all, you know, distractions can be switched off, right? So when you have other people who share your space at home and you're trying to get work done, you have to interrupt the interruption. And so my family, one of my nephews was with us, who's 3 years young. And so we got to him to wear this little thing called a concentration crown. It's the hat we wore. It's a personal hack. And whenever we do reflective work, we kind of, the office or so forth, we wear the concentration crown, right? So it kind of sends an explicit message to my nephew or family, hey, could be interrupted, right? Something silly. Little hacks like this work, right? And it leads to my next point. You know, it's like preventing distraction with PACs or accountability coaches is key, right? It's like a promise you make to yourself with someone else or a coach or technology to prevent yourself from being distracted. So think about it like technology speaking, it's like a firewall against distraction, last line of defense. It's defined as a pre-commitment to a course of action. And so when you're in a clear state of mind and you make an effort PAC, you're less likely to act in the best interests of yourself later, right? So Jesse Itzler always has a quote. He's owner of an MBA team. He says, you know, always ask yourself, like when you're in the current state, what about tomorrow? Like, how is future, JD going to feel? How is the future person going to feel? First, future yourself going to feel tomorrow, right? Always ask about tomorrow. And that's kind of going to be your help to avoid distraction. And so there are several tools that can help with regard to every single day, right? Basics and advanced basics in case everything fails. A few things that, there's an app called Self Control, for example, that blocks distracting websites for a set period of time. Brain FM is a personal hack that I use. And it's really interesting because it uses binaural beats to get you into flow states. Really super interesting in the sense that it enables you to kind of choose a song or whatever, and it actually tracks minutes of flow state, which is kind of cool. A new company called EndeavorRx that's creating a video game for ADHD, right? And it's going to be released in the coming months or so. There's also feed blockers you can install on Chrome for Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook to kind of block the feeds. And last piece, there is also something that we offer at SumUp called the Brain Kit by Dr. Ryan. And it uses a few therapeutics, a combination of which one of the superpowers is hydrogen. Hydrogen was originally developed by the biohacker who discovered LSD in 1943, right? But it was also used to treat Alzheimer's and stroke patients and designed to protect the brain from the impact of stress, trauma, and so forth. And it works by kind of effectively boosting blood supply, right? And thereby nutrients and oxygen to the brain, which supports the repair of existing brain cells and encourages dendritic growth, right? So studies have shown hydrogen may increase attentiveness and collectively reduce anger, irritability, anxiety, depressive moods when combined with caffeine, theanine, right? And another therapeutic, which we can talk more about in the future. Overall, the main question is this, right? How do you avoid distractions? Love to hear kind of what techniques work for you. And that's all for today.